I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. And I've got some thoughts that God laid on my heart. Should I use this one? Excuse me. I've had a couple of things that happened to me in my personal life here in the last couple of months that I'd like to share with you and all. And the title of the few thoughts that I've got here this morning is The Sin of Assumption. Assumption in a dictionary, it says, and assuming that something is true, a fact or a statement taken for granted. So it'd be, and assume would be to take as granted or true, though not proved. Something that happened to me that really lays heavy on my heart here. Me and my wife, we had a, just a couple of weeks ago, we had an old, a Hitzer coal stove that I wanted to sell. I didn't need it anymore. And we had a piece of furniture, an old secretary desk. And when nobody in our community wanted to buy the coal stove, so we put an ad in a magazine that goes to Northern Indiana. It's called The Busy Beaver. And we put the ad, my wife put the ad in there. Both articles of pieces they wanted to sell. She got a lot of phone calls. And one evening, there was a family came down from up north Michigan somewhere. They came down to buy, look at the coal stove. And this man was very talkative, and me and him started talking. And I like to talk, and this man, we really hit it off well. And he informed me that he's a bishop, and that really inspired me and tremendously. And we had a nice talk, and I had agreed to sell the stove for $500. And then after we had some discussion, they found some flaws in the stove, and so we settled for $450. So then I got the forklift and loaded up the stove, put it on the truck, and he counted out some bills and gave it to my wife. And then they left. And when we went into the house, and my wife looked at the money and laid it on the counter, she said, "Well, Louis, there's only $350 here." And I thought, "What? He shorted me $100. And for some, I don't know why I did this or what. It's just, I guess it's human nature. I just immediately assumed that he did it on purpose. I had no proof. I just immediately, that guy, he's a bishop of a church, and he did it on purpose. He cheated me $100. And I was in error. But I'm not sure why I went down that path, but it was wrong. So I called the driver that they have, the people I was riding with. And the son-in-law came on the phone, and I told him very gently and nicely. I felt like I was giving him the benefit of a doubt. I said that it's $100 short and what the payment was supposed to be. I wasn't so much concerned about the money, but I was concerned that this man's leading a church, and I just assumed that he did this on purpose, and I just thought that a man should be held accountable, but I don't know why I went down this path, why I did this. I don't understand it, but they said, okay, they'll put it in the mail. The next evening, another family from up north, an old-fashioned, real nice family came down to look at the other piece of furniture. And I told them what the man did the night before. And I didn't even give him a chance to make it right. When I told them what the man did the night before, Then they left, and 2 days later, the money was in my mailbox. And I felt sort of shameful. And then about 4 days later, it was the day Moses texted me and asked me if I could have an opening Sunday. An hour after he texted me, I was trying to think of I need to have a topic of some sort. So I get a phone call from this man, and he asked me why I'm saying these things about him. Did I not receive the money that he sent in the mail? And we did. And I felt so bad. But now the word is out that he's cheated me out of money, and I can't retract that. I can't retract that. His name is, that would fall under what we would call the sin of assumption. And I was very guilty. I apologized to him and I asked him for forgiveness. I told him, I'm extremely sorry. I made a terrible mistake. And he accepted my apology and he forgave me. But I just had to share a few thoughts. That inspired me to do some searching about assumption. And an assumption about a person, we've all seen this happen. An assumption made about a person that ends up causing problems but then turns out to be false. Or an assumption made based on what someone said. We have all witnessed these situations and have even been part of it. Truth be told, it is very easy to make assumptions without even realizing it. We have the propensity to make assumptions based on appearances, things said, things seen, from what we hear, and incomplete statements. There are many ways to make assumptions, but just because it's a human tendency does not mean we should continue giving in to it. Making an assumption reveals more about what's in our own heart than it does about the other person. See, the thing about making assumptions is that we get all worked up for nothing and we don't get anything good in return. And what really adds fuel to the fire is when we go gossiping about it. This is how rumors get started. I'm just speaking for myself mainly. I've been guilty of some of these things. What we know about rumors is that most, at the end, when it comes to the end of the story, they are found to be untrue. And assumptions, if we go down the road of making assumptions, that opens the door to self-righteousness, gossip, bitterness, and it fuels our pride and anger. There's a story in Acts 2:7-17, the day of Pentecost, when the disciples and the Holy Spirit came into the disciples and they all started speaking in different tongues. The people looking on, they were just assumed, these men are drunk. And that was not the case. They were drunk. A verse in John 7:24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. In Proverbs 18:13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. So making assumptions also causes us to jump to conclusions before knowing the whole story. And we all know where that can lead. There's nothing good can come out of that. I just have a few more thoughts here. We hear, say, and then we make judgment. We don't have foolproof, but we want to believe it. For some reason, we want to believe it. And when assumption itself is not really actually a sin at the beginning, it's not a good thing to do. But when an assumption hinders a relationship or destroys a relationship, then it would become a sin. When assumption causes us to come to wrong conclusions, take action, and a lot of times we actually will destroy a relationship just based on something that we assume may be, but we don't have no proof of it. We go to war with our tongue based on hearsay without proof. And something I just found here, that assumption is easy where love is shallow. When we don't have a deep love for our fellow man and a deep love for our Lord God, that's when we fall into this trap, this little area. When we struggle with someone, we are quick to believe everything we hear about that person. And we need to have a deep love for God and people to avoid this pitfall. Love does not assume things. We must have true love for one another. Two more little examples that I've got here about assumption. Well, we have a cabinet business there at our shop. And probably about 20 years ago, one day I was really busy on a Saturday morning. I was extremely busy. And a little pickup truck pulled in the driveway. And I'm thinking, this is what happened. I was in error in this whole thing. Now, if this man would have drove in a fancy Escalade, I would have been all ready to pay attention to this man and talk to him. I would have been I've been at his service. But this man had a real rusty old little pickup truck. He had holes in his pants, and he came into the house, into this cabinet shop, and he's asked me lots and lots of questions about cabinets. And I was getting annoyed. I thought, I just looked at the holes in his pants and looked at his rusty truck, and I just assumed, I guess, that this guy was wasting my time. And he was there for about an hour, but I kept. Thankfully, I stayed calm, and I just talked to him and answered all of his questions that he asked. And finally, he said, "Hang on just a second. I'll be right back." And he went out to his little rusty pickup truck, and he got a huge blueprint, a big roll of blueprint, house plans. And he carried him into the shop, brought him in, laid him out on the table. And here him and his wife are building a huge house, and he hired me to build all the cabinets in the house. But I was so close to telling this man, I got some very important things to do here today, and could you please excuse me? But I just look what it was. In this case, it was just a cabinet job that I would have lost out on. But if you can apply that scenario to other areas of our lives, what we could miss out on by jumping to conclusions, we could miss out on something very special. This was just cabinet work, but it could have been something. It could have been. Maybe a long, meaningful friendship or something could have been established in some cases. And one other story I'd like to share with you. One of the men in my church that I used to go to church with, I was pretty good friends with this man. And We used to go to the Red Cross and get platelets for about 10 years. Him and we had a load of men that we'd go every about once a month. We'd go to get platelets. We'd be there for the evening. And then when I made a decision that I need to leave that church and go on to follow God, the next time I seen this man, the expression on his face looked like he was angry at me. And I misread it. So I would see that I'd go by this man's house for the next 4 years. And he would be out by the road. I'd wave to him. He'd wave back. But I just thought he was angry with me the way he looked at me. Finally, after 4 years, one day I had to, God gave me the courage to go see this man. And I went to his house one afternoon. And I found that he was not angry with me. He was very, very eager to talk with me. I'm just sharing this thing. You know, this would fall in. We've heard the saying, "Don't never judge a book by its cover." And I guess that's why this one would fall into. But it would be also assumption too. I just assumed that he was angry with me, but he wasn't. He was very. So I lost 4 years of friendship with this man because I just assumed that he was angry with me. I lost 4 years of interaction with this man. And I just don't have a whole lot more on this subject. I just want to say we must pray that God would give us a deep love for our fellow man. And if we have that love, we can avoid this sin. And that's about all I have this morning. I know it's a little bit short, but I just feel bad now that what I did about this man up in Michigan. How do I make this right now? How do I stop these rumors? How do I stop the rumor that I started about him? How can I possibly? I don't know. I have no way. I cannot stop it. So I feel very guilty and very ashamed, and I pray that I never do this again. But he was hurt that I was saying these things, and I should have, if I was going to say anything, I should have at least given it 2 or 3 weeks to see what, if he's going to make it right, but I didn't even give him a chance. So that's, and I just wanted to share these thoughts with you. I hope everything came out. I hope I didn't say anything that was out of line in any way, so let's be careful with one another. Let's love each other and have respect for one another. And if we hear something about one another, let's make sure that's true before we go and take action in any way, or say it further. Let's make sure that it's true. And I think it'd be a lot better way to get along with one another, build unity. God bless everyone.